Well, it is Tuesday. That means it is Tech Tuesday. And look at this, live and in studio this morning, it is our technological genius, Sarah Kenzie. Good morning.
Good morning, David. Wow, that was quite the intro. Well, I don't know if I can live up that.
Yeah. It's nice to see you with all of your tech skills. I have a quick question for you.
What's that?
I am having an issue with my AOL dial-up. It's not working properly. Is that something you can help me with?
You know, David, I only use that very, very briefly. I couldn't tell you much about it.
Seems to be making a strange sound when you... when you dial it up. But anyway, I'll have to, I'll call in somebody else, I guess. You know, I don't want to go out of your pay grade going with the AOL stuff. So anyway, you were telling me yesterday, our offices are right next to one another, so we often chat, particularly when I have an issue with my computer. But you were telling me yesterday you were getting ready to head out to visit the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist, and it sounded very exciting on a new project you're working on. Tell us about it.
Sure. I was very excited. And yesterday, I had a great afternoon with the sisters. So this visit was to really start a new project. And so still very much in the early stages, but I'm going to be going around to various religious communities.
Yeah.
Ministries, parishes, different things in our Catholic community here. And the focus of this series is really to find ways that God is working here in our local community, to find those stories, to tell those stories, and to really hopefully bring a sense of hope to all of us. I think, you know, there are very serious things happening in our world, and I don't want to, you know, minimize those things. But I also think that sometimes we lose sight of the joy and the hope that we find when we live a life, you know, with Christ. And so I really want to highlight those through this series. So that's the idea behind it. And my first visit was with the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist yesterday.
Where are they located?
So they are in Bridalville, Oregon. So you're heading out to the Gorge. I actually, because yesterday was a federal holiday, there was a lot of people going to Bridalville Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually had to get stopped. There's a permit checkpoint. So I had to say that, you know, I'm going to see the sisters. Please let me through. And they did, which was nice. But yeah, they're out there as you're going to Bridalville. And it is just gorgeous out there. And yesterday was the perfect day to visit their community.
Yeah.
I had never been there. And so I'm excited, you know, through this series, one of the ideas is to help all of us become more familiar with these, you know, Catholic gems in our backyard. And for me, I got to discover this one, and I spent some time with the sisters, got to learn about their community and their focus on the Eucharist, their focus on education. And and what's really beautiful about them is that I didn't know is in their different communities, they really try to find what is that local area, that Catholic local community really need? And and they kind of adapt themselves to the needs of wherever they're at. And also a lot of the sisters have different careers that maybe they had before they came or that they've kind of found through their community. So I talked with sisters that were working in their Montessori schools, that were music therapists, that were artists, that were counselors. And then you also see them, I got to go around the grounds. I saw them, you know, in their habits, pulling a lawnmower, working with the chickens and the ducks in the garden. I really enjoyed that. So I got to be outside too, and they have their own waterfall up there, which is very peaceful. It was just a great, great day, and I'm excited to share more of these stories that we captured yesterday.
Yeah, that's great. In fact, you may recall we interviewed a while back Sister Veronica.
Yes, I talked with her as well. Yes. Yeah.
She works in the Archdiocese office.
That's right.
And we had her on, and just wonderful to talk with her. And I like what you said too, they, a lot of them come out of other vocations and education. There is the Franciscan Montessori school here in the Portland area.
That's right. And I talked to a couple of the sisters that are involved with that, as well as Sister Veronica, who's the chancellor for the Archdiocese. And oh yeah, it's just fascinating. I mean, learning about her, you know, her legal background and all of that. So yeah, they're a wonderful group of religious sisters, and they're so welcoming.
Yeah.
I got to stop in their Eucharistic adoration hour. Nice. They have a beautiful little chapel there, and yeah, they're just wonderful.
So again, with the stories that you're doing, these are going to be on the Hail Mary Media app then, video, audio, how is it going to format?
So we're hoping to have some of both. And actually yesterday I got so much more recorded than I was planning. And there were so many really beautiful stories. So I might have to break it up into some short snippets. But what I'm hoping is that the audio can be used on the air. Maybe we'll incorporate it maybe in the morning blend a little bit.
Yeah.
And then also I'm going to be putting together some videos using some of the footage, so you actually get to see what their place looks like up in Bridal Veil.
That is fantastic. Speaking with Sarah Kinsey on Tech Tuesday, she's our technological wizard here in Mater Dei Radio, as you can tell with some of the things that she is doing. So let me just say, I love this idea of getting out and talking to some of these communities and talking about the positivity that they bring with their vocations. I mean, it's something that we tend to forget about sometimes. If you've never been to Bridal Veil, you might not know that they're up there. And to hear about them, I think that is just a fantastic story. And I know you're going to be doing other organizations, and thrilled about that. I think it's fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to these. So thank you for doing those. It's going to be a wonderful series of stories. And then along with that, of course, you're sending out your weekly emails, and I know you have one coming out here very shortly. What are people going to see in the new email coming out today?
That's right. So this afternoon, we'll be sending out our weekly roundup email, and a couple highlights from that. There's one interview that Brenda did with Eric Leong, and he's the producer for a new display that's coming to Portland. I think it opens this weekend.
Oh, yeah, the Sistine Chapel.
The Sistine Chapel exhibit. And it's going to be here for throughout the summer, and I listened to it just because I wanted to know more information about going. But it's amazing. They have these prints of the art from the Sistine Chapel, specifically the ceiling mostly, and you actually get to go up to them. You get to study the details, and you can take photos, which you can't do any of those things at the actual Sistine Chapel. Also, as they were saying in the interview, but I also know from experience, it's kind of a rushed, it's really cool and it's amazing to be there, but you don't really get a look at the artwork. So
they move you right on through.
They do. And the ceiling is, you know, way above your head. So you also don't get close to the art. So it was a really fascinating interview, just hearing how they put this display together and some practical information. So I encourage people to check that out this summer.
All right. And so the email coming out this afternoon, so watch for that. A lot of information on there. Sarah Kinsey with us this morning on Tech Tuesday, giving us a rundown on her project. Sarah, thank you for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It was fun to be here.
And we'll be watching for your email today, and then I'll show you how my AOL is not working properly.
Sounds good. I'll give it a try if you need me to.
It should tell you. You've got mail.
That's right. Thanks very much.